Maybe Democrats don't really want to end the war. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Now, this doesn't make any sense. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi standing before reporters, looking at the low approval rating of the Democratic Congress and saying she agrees with it.
I know that Congress has low approval ratings. I don't approve of Congress because we haven't done anything. We haven't been effective in ending the war in Iraq.
She says Congress's main failing has been its failure to end the war in Iraq. But in that same news conference, she said something else that tells me maybe there's a silver political lining to not being able to end the war.
550,000 people in our country each year die of cancer. Our commitment to cancer is $5.5 billion in research each year. Not even 2 weeks in Iraq.
Our spending on cancer is not even 2 weeks in Iraq, for a disease that kills far more people each year than even a dirty bomb would. I mean, as bad as terrorism is, it's hard to argue that it's going to kill more Americans than cancer, right? So what's the comeback going to be? The cancer patients somehow deserve it? Of course not. So the Democrats see a chance to turn the Republican blank check for Iraq into a blank check for everything else. Republicans need to understand that as long as the war continues, Democrats will be able to argue for any program, knowing that it's pretty much guaranteed to be cheaper than 2 weeks in Iraq. Heck, you have 17,000 people a year die because they fell off something. If we gave every American a helmet, that's about $9 billion. That's not even 2 weeks. Okay, not even 3 weeks in Iraq. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.